If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
This morning, Chris Lavoie is calling because he, like many of us, loved Ches Pazienza. And he joins us now from Palm Springs. Hi, honey.
Hello.
How are ya?
I'm okay. You know, it sucks. It really sucks.
Yeah. I told you, I said, you know, I'm used to, like, you know, those alerts on your phone or have something, you know, to do Trump-related, the latest Trump-related horror. And I woke up to, you know, a text from you and from Jackie Schechner telling me about Ches's death. And I think you're right. We all just, you know, in talking to you and Jackie and Bob yesterday, I think it is shocking, I guess, to say the least. And I know, you know, it's funny. They always called it the Chris Lavoie bump. But you talked about how much you love the Bob and Ches podcast because you really mean it, and so do I. Like, it's where I go to feel better.
Absolutely. I think, you know, they put on an incredible show. You know, the yin yang of you know, wacky Bob and Eeyore like Ches was really remarkable. And I was chatting a little bit with Bob yesterday, and I hope, you know, that something, you know, can come of that.
Right.
Yeah, I hope Bob can find a way to replicate that.
Yeah.
Or go in a completely different direction.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, Bob, wow. Bob has a tough job on his hands.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you know how our community of listeners is so incredible, and I know that they're going to give him all the love and support
Absolutely.
That they can. You know, Chris, but I think Bob was on last hour, and we also were saying that horrible this is, I think Ches is going to save lives, because I don't know if you read Ben Cohen's piece, because you and I talked yesterday about what do we say, is it appropriate, we don't want to be disrespectful to the family, do we, but you know, he wrote just this fearless piece in memory of Ches Pazienza, the writer I always wished I could be, and you know, just started it by saying Ches Pazienza died smoking heroin in his car in Los Angeles this weekend, and God bless Taryn, his fiance, for her bravery and saying you should say what happened, because, you know, that's the thing, Chris, if you're listening right now and you need help, get help. If there's somebody that you're worried about in your life, offer help, because they may not be able to ask, right?
Yeah, and Ches was always so open about every demon that he was haunted by, not just, you know, heroin, but every demon, self-doubt, you know, infidelity and everything. I mean, it's funny, this morning I ordered his memoir, Dead Star Twilight, from Amazon.
What's the name of it again? Chris, sorry, talked over you.
It's called Dead Star Twilight, and you know, it's gotten 5 stars on Amazon. I don't know how many copies there are left, but I wanted to make sure I got one so I could read it.
Yeah.
All the reviews say that, well, and it mirrors his work on The Daily Banter and other places. Just an amazing, clear-headed account of all the demons that he was haunted by.
Yeah.
And
well, he talked about, you know, certainly as you say in his writing, he talked about it here on the Happy Hour podcast. He talked about it on Bob and Ches.
Right.
And I love what Ben Cohen wrote this morning, Chris. He said, make no mistake about it, Ches went out in the most selfish way possible. He leaves a huge void behind him, both personally and professionally. It'll take time for those closest to him to come to terms with how he died. He's survived by countless friends, both his parents, his fiance, and 2 daughters, one of whom, Inira, is only 8 years old. He has left the banter at a time when America needed his voice the most, and has left the internet a less intelligent, less interesting place. And Bob and I talked about that this morning, just, you know, feeling like, damn it, Ches, we need you more than ever right now.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, as Ben Cohen also said, I wouldn't have expected him to go out any other way, you know? He wouldn't have wanted, you know, a long death of cancer. He lived like a rock star his entire life, and he went out like one. You know, yeah, it was selfish of him, but I wouldn't have expected anything else from Ches.
I thought it was beautiful the way Ben ended it, Chris. He said, I can't help but feel that he left us knowing we'd be okay without him, as if he knew he brought us to a point where we could stand by ourselves. We can and we will, but good God, we're going to miss him. Rest in peace, my old friend. You brought out the best in all of us, and you always will.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I'm going to miss the hell out of him. We were making plans, you know, but he and Taryn made a yearly trek out to Palm Springs, and I, you know, had dinner with them last year. We were making plans to have dinner again this year, and, you know, if Taryn wants to come out here, I'll have dinner with her. But, you know, we're going to miss Ches.
Yeah, I just saw both of them. I think it was a week or so ago at SoulCycle, and it just, you're right. I mean, I wasn't as close to him, certainly, as Jackie, you know, Schechner, who's known him for years and known him from Miami, right? Known him from CNN.
Yeah. And they knew each other from CNN, too. They worked with each other at CNN.
Right. But, you know, like you say, I think it also is just that feeling of it's such a traumatic time, Chris, in our country with this Trump stuff. And obviously, Bob talked very eloquently about the effect that that had on Chez and a lot of people that are struggling already with depression or substance stuff. And I think, that's what I just was saying. There's a piece in the LA Times about how therapist offices are overwhelmed because, so many of us are traumatized. And I just... I think it's losing a fellow warrior at this time. As Ben writes, right now I'm still angry with him. He was supposed to be here with us fighting the good fight as Donald Trump and his cabal of psychopaths attempt to wreck the country and the rest of the planet. Now he's gone and we have to do it by ourselves. But, like you say, Chris, if it saves one life, and I bet it will, because somebody listening needs help or knows someone that does, right?
Yeah. Addiction sucks. I have many friends who, 12-step programs and whatnot. Chez went back to drinking.
Yeah.
And,
Well, both Bob and Terrence, and I mean, this is the other thing, Chris, in terms of, paying attention to the people in your life, both his fiance who lived with him and Bob, who's obviously, his professional partner, I mean, they both said they knew about the drinking. They did not, obviously. And as you and I said, this could have been the first time he did heroin again. Who knows?
Absolutely. We no idea. Karen was surprised, and she's closest to him.
Right.
As he recounts in his memoir, he hit it well. He was a high-functioning heroin addict.
Yeah.
Way back when. And so I guess we'll never know how long.
Well, it
could have been a day, it could have been, months.
I don't know. And you and I had an interesting talk yesterday about addiction because we were saying that, because of the happy hour, we've had so many comics on that are sober now. And I can't remember who it was. But somebody was talking about, I just said, why is that so many comics are, sober now? And he said, well, because for a lot of us that lived on the road and that kind of life, Chris, and because you deal with, comics all the time now, but he said it's because drinking for us was the gateway. And then you had to have harder and harder stuff. And so that's why we had to stop entirely because,
Sure. And also I think that, comics, they're more in tune with their feelings and with the world around them than other people, which is why they reflect the real world back so well. And so I think they might be more sensitive. And
like Chez, Chez. People that are that smart and that in tune, I mean, that...
They need to deaden it somehow, and a lot of times, substances are the way they deaden it.
Yeah, Because, he was so fearless in the way he expressed himself, but I think you're right, Chris, because he felt the horror of what's happening in this country probably on a deeper level because he's so smart than a lot of people do.
Yeah. I think that I think that's a part of it. I don't think that's all of it. Chez was a very, very complicated person.
Yeah.
But I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. But and you introduced me to the Bob and Chez podcast.
Yeah. Well, you introduced me to Bob Seska.
Right.
You had read him, I think, on the Huffington Post, and so we finally got him on, and he kept talking about the Bob and Chez podcast, and I listened to it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so good.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he was driving, and I kept quoting him. I probably should just get him on.
Exactly.
Well, I think you and I can admit that everything good in our lives comes from each other in one way or another.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, honey, that's like we said yesterday, no better time than to say I love you to the people, and that includes you.
And I love you, too. And
by the way, Vanessa and Sean got a love letter, and Yanira got a love letter the other day from listeners that said really big shoes to fill, and they've done it. They're filling the Chris LaVoie and Travis Bone shoes,
They're all doing an amazing job. They really are. And I'm going to come by and visit sometime in the next few weeks. I have to be out in Los Angeles for a boxing media day because boxing.
Because boxing.
Boxing.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be out there, so I might, I'd like to sit in with you guys.
Oh, my God. You can just hear Jim Ward do some of the same bits we did about George W. Bush back in the, except now we like him.
Yeah. Grapey.
Grapey.
creepy. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, there you go.
We're like a couple. Oh, what did they? Oh, the love letter said, I missed your mildly dysfunctional banter with Chris LaVoy, but now I said, eh, you know, give it 20 years. We're like an old married couple. We have all these in jokes and we also irritate each other.
No, we don't. Shut up.
No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
All right, honey. Well, we can't wait to get you in studio here. I know you tell me that yesterday. Yeah. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah, and I'll let you know more about exactly what day very soon. I told Yanira too. So.
All right. I will feel up your award-winning muscular hunkiness.
Yeah. You know, third place. You know, third place in a bodybuilding show. Not dead, huh?
You're going to make something of yourself someday, son. All right. Love you, sweetheart. See you soon.
You.
All right. There he goes. Chris LaVoy.
Wonderful.
The gray swallow flies off again. Aww.